Design management isn't a new term, but it is of growing importance to both industry and academia. All aspects of business come about through design processes. The second Cambridge University Academic Design Management Conference set out to explore design management past, present and future. 85 delegates and speakers from all over the world attended. India, China, Brazil, Japan, Korea, USA, Canada, Australia, Denmark, the Netherlands, Sweden, Finland, France, Portugal, Switzerland, Italy, Germany, and from across the UK too.
There's a really wide range of papers within the umbrella of design management, covering issues such as strategic design, leadership, sustainability, service design, product service systems, and a whole range of interesting and contemporary issues that firms and organisations need to consider in managing their design.
Delegates and speakers were able to mingle, talk and cross-fertilise their ideas. Getting people to come together in this way every 2 years is an essential part of the interactions that help to stimulate new ideas and thinking in design management between industry and academia.
Yeah, it's quite fun to hear many and opinions from various researchers from all over the world.
I'm from Canada, so it's an opportunity to meet other people from all over the world and get some valuable feedback in this particular area.
I listened to three presentations of designers who have been talking about performance issues, measurement issues, so very typical design management topics actually.
I'm looking into design and the organization. And in terms of boundary objects, I will present tomorrow afternoon.
I'm a scholar studying for the European Commission. We are a network about design management. So this is kind of mandatory to see what's evolving in this very new field, which is not clearly defined in my point of view.
It's a very good forum for looking across a wide range of design management problems across sectors and industries and size of organization.
In this presentation, I will bring together a number of ideas and approaches that have occurred over the years. First of all, I will take a basic interpretation of the term strategic.
That was Alan Tupalian, a keynote speaker from Alto Design Management. He looked at how enterprises are created, what they offer, how they operate, and the way they relate to their environment and develop.
I think what has changed is we've moved from a discipline which was rather more influenced by the artistic side of design, being that it comes out of design colleges. It's now much more focused on the commercial aspects. And I think we're at a turning point whereby design will be seen as one of the underlying disciplines that in business generally.
But who should claim ownership of design management? Where should it sit in an organisation? And what does the term strategic design actually mean?
The one aspect that I would look at is what I consider to be the core of design management, and that is design responsibility and leadership. What does it mean, for example, for a board director to say that I am responsible for design, I am the ultimate responsible for design in my company, and I demonstrate that responsibility in the following ways?
The field of DM has seen considerable changes over the years.
I entered the design field in 1971 full-time. There was incomprehension between the two sides. And that's why I started my research program, because I found that we who were working in design practices, independent design practices, were speaking a certain kind of language, had certain mentality and approach. And people in business were speaking a very different language and had a different mentality and so on.
What if we could build organizations as designers, as design managers, that really encourage integration, so that the left-handed with the right hand was doing, so that we weren't just organizations filled with specialists.
That was Natalie Nixon of Philadelphia University. She has a reputation for being a hybrid thinker who can synthesize ideas, bring creative types together, and thereby innovate. Her background is in the fashion industry.
The current state, the present state of design management really breaks down into issues around integration, around ownership, and around language. And so I'm going to be putting out some ideas and illustrated examples of how designers and design managers are navigating those issues.
Natalie sees the DM challenges of the future moving from ones of ownership to those of sharing. She thinks there needs to be a new language to reflect this ever-moving, ever-changing environment.
I give an example of some visual diagramming of the design thinking process and lean startup processes. There are some interesting parallels, and even visually, they're beginning to look a little bit more in common. So if I could use the phrase lingua franca more broadly, I'm really referring to the need for a common language, probably more of the distilling it down to the common denominator of how business and design communicate.
So how well do ideas translate from industry to academia? Alan and Natalie have different views on this.
Are they going to actually understand what I'm saying? Are they going to actually be able to manipulate that, you know, work with the information that I'm giving them? And then are they going to actually challenge me in ways that take my thinking forward? And that is what I fear is not happening in academia at the moment.
I think the important issue in design management is to develop a theoretical base that can really be taken seriously in academia and in business schools. I think there's a huge opportunity to serve as a bridge. Just the nature of the language and the title, design management, we need more hybrid approaches today. We need more approaches that are not siloed and that are not singular in their thinking, but that are much more integrative. And I think that's a huge opportunity.
The CAD MC conference was supported by the Design Management Institute, DMI, who have just appointed a new president, Michael Westcott. He has considerable experience in this field. Michael has set his sights on improving the interaction between the DMI community and education.
So what's exciting for me is education is one of the areas that needs to change itself. So we need to bring design to education as well as design education to the rest of the world.
The CAD MC conference was a good platform to assist industry-academia interactions.
The pace of change is an important aspect of this, but it's also part of the reason, frankly, that business is looking at design as such an important resource now. Because to be able to tease out what's important in these changes, synthesize them into innovation, into new products, new services, new problems to be solved, and then synthesizing, visualizing, prototyping, those skills are the ones that we commonly associate with design. And business is desperate now to adopt and to execute more broadly.
So what DM research needs to be undertaken in the future? And how is this likely to assist industry in achieving its goals too?
I have a personal interest in how small and medium-sized enterprises can adopt what many larger companies are doing quite well. And for many small firms, design, I think, is still an unrecognized or at least under-recognized skill and capability that could be much better deployed and much better managed to make firms much more successful.
The ideas that we hear at a conference like this, some of them perhaps a bit clouded in vocabulary, need to be translated as simply as possible to business in terms they understand. And I really see that as an important role for DMI, is to do some of this translation work.
Conference delegates had much to think about.
I think looking at the range of groups of papers that have been put together, it's given a very good overview of the range of work that's going on in the design management field, and that's what I was pleased to see.
It's my second time in Cambridge here, so I was around for the first conference as well, and I enjoyed it both times, and it was a great pleasure to be here.
I think it's quite impressive, actually. It's a challenge to work out which place to go in terms of hearing people talk. I think the challenge would be is sort of standing back and saying, what actually is new and is actually helping us rethink or reframe about design management. So it will be very interesting to hear from a keynote point of view later today where those perspectives might be coming together.
Our knowledge and our information about design management is mixed together, and there is some kind of synergy effect for kind of affecting each other and developing each other and improving each other. So I think it's a really good chance to be in this kind of conference.
Well, one or two that looked at the sustainability session I found quite interesting. It was interesting to see what designers are making of sustainability.
So will businesses be able to respond to the challenges DM is likely to present them?
If you look at on any given day at The Economist, at The Wall Street Journal, at The Financial Times, the common theme about what businesses are faced with is navigating and managing complexity, ambiguity, uncertainty, and you clearly need more than just a SWOT analysis or a 5-bullet-point step procedure to navigate that.
I think the one message I would give industry from academia about design management is to reflect a little bit about the reasons why, as managers and individuals, we buy the things we buy. We buy products and services because we are excited by them, we're interested in them, and all of the things that your firm will produce is designed, whether that's the products, the websites, the brochures, the adverts. And in order to design those effectively, it's important to manage that activity and think about how the business as a whole manages its set of designed outputs.
The third Cambridge Academic Design Management Conference may be another 2 years into the future, but the thinking and interactions which were explored this year at the Design Management Past, Present and Future, the second CAD MC conference, clearly have the potential to be long-lasting. Roll on 2015 and get the date in your diary.